崇拜意義就是其實復興嗰個開始。
Because without a proper worship, there is no revival.
因為如果冇一個正統嘅崇拜，根本就唔會有復興。
See, the problem with a lot of churches, maybe including our own, is that there's a worship, but there's no true heart of worship.
或者好多地方，或者可能包括我哋自己，都係有嗰個嘅敬拜，但係並唔係一個真正嘅敬拜。
Last night I was sharing in our north side fellowship.
昨天在北邊教會我在這裡分享。
We had a small English section, a small English group.
我們一個很小小的個的英文的個組。
And Brother Daniel is one of them.
Daniel 弟兄就是其中一位。
And we had a good time.
我們一個很好的時光。
And it seems to me that there is a young boy called Ryan, who is actually with us for the first time.
其中有一個新的朋
友，
大過八歲。
I think he's a non-believer.
我相信他是未信主的。
Because he cannot find any books in the Bible except through the index.
他是即係喺聖經裏邊咧，除咗識得點樣揾嗰個嘅目錄之外，就唔識揾其他嘅書卷。
But I asked him about the same thing. What is a church?
咁我問佢一個問題，就係教會係乜嘢咧？
Because last night we were actually meeting in a very large church up in the north side of the city.
因為其實尋日我哋嗰個聚會嘅時候係一間好大嘅教會當中。
Oh, what he told me was quite a bit of a revelation.
其實佢講到一個即係俾到一個好大嘅反省俾我。
He said church according to him is a building with a cross.
佢話教會其實就係一個好大嘅地方，係會有係會係係好貴嘅地方。
It will be a big building with a cross.
Oh, he said, "No, sorry, it's a very big cross. Ah, it may not be a big place, but it will be a very big cross." And he said, "There may or may not be a lot of people
in there." There may or may not be a lot of people in there.
Ah, or maybe not many people in there.
But whatever they do, they seem to have nothing to do with me. Nobody seems to care.
But it seems like in there, the things that are happening seem to have nothing to do with
me. Because they seem to be so remote, it seems like.
佢話佢哋好似好，佢同我好距離好遙遠。
And they didn't even know what they're doing inside those big buildings.
咁我真係唔知道嗰啲好大嘅建築物入邊，佢哋喺度做緊啲乜嘢。
That seems to be the essence of a problem with a lot of churches, maybe even ours.
咁其實好似好多教會，或者甚至乎我哋自己教會都係咁樣情況。
Now what is it so good that makes a church?
咁其實教會有咩個好地方咧？
See, when Israel come back to Jerusalem,
當以斯拉嚟到耶路撒冷嘅時候
，the Bible pictures Israel, pictures his return.
喺聖經裏邊
，chapter 7 onwards.
喺聖經裏邊，以斯拉嘅第七章嗰度講到以斯拉佢哋翻到嚟耶路撒冷當中。
Now the book of Israel has got 10 chapters.
以斯拉記總共有十章。
And Israel only comes back to Jerusalem in chapter 7.
在第七章才讲到以斯拉回到耶路撒冷。
And from chapter 1 to chapter 6, it talks about the rebuilding of the second temple.
在第一章至第六章就讲到重建第二个圣殿。
It talks about the many difficulties that they have faced.
他讲到他们面对的不同的问题。
And what really happened is that there is actually a gap of 60 years.
咁其實當中係距離咗六十年嘅時間。
From the end of chapter 6 to the beginning of chapter 7。
第六章同第七章之間係經過咗六十年。
See, when Israel came back to Jerusalem,
當以斯拉翻到嚟耶路撒冷嘅時候
，the second temple was already built. The people were worshiping there.
第二個聖殿已經起好，咁啲人已經喺入邊崇拜緊。
And they had been worshiping there for 60 years.
咁佢哋喺呢間圣殿里边崇拜咗六十年。
Israel is very much like a CBC.
以斯拉差唔多好似一个嘅喺外国生长嘅以色列人。
Because he was born in Babylon.
佢喺巴比伦出世。
And he was a very young man.
佢一个好年轻嘅。
He was a young priest.
佢一个好年轻嘅祭司。
And he actually has no reasons why he would. There's no reason why he would need to go back to Jerusalem.
其實好明顯，佢冇咩需要係翻去耶路撒冷。
Because there's lots of ministry for him in Babylon.
因為巴比倫裏邊有好多機會俾佢侍奉神。
But out of faith.
但係因為信心。
He went back.
佢翻去耶路撒冷。
And he took a lot of people back with him.
佢帶咗好多人以色列民同佢一齊翻。
And he walked 900 miles.
行九 900公里
through a journey of, that took him 4 months.
用了四个月的时间。
And the king was so gracious as that the king would give him all the golden treasures from the first temple.
啊，波斯王亦都系一个好，即系对佢有恩惠咁，俾翻以前佢哋喺俘虏以色列人嗰阵时所掳掠嗰啲金银财宝，都俾佢哋带翻去以色列。
They gave him, he also gave him lots of money.
佢唔单止俾翻啲财宝，佢仲俾埋啲金钱。
And the king gave him big powers.
啊，个王俾翻好多嘢俾佢哋。
The king gave him a written letter of introduction.
啊，仲有个王仲写咗封信俾佢。
We say that everyone has to obey him.
啊，俾咗封诏书佢带到翻以色列耶路撒冷嘅时候咧，等啲人咧每一个人都会去听佢嘅话。
And he's got powers even to execute anyone that disobeys him.
佢甚至乎有十王并俾咗佢一个嘅权，就系可以杀任何人，如果边个人唔听佢话。
All the officials, all the places that they pass has to give him hospitality.
啊，每一个。每一个人咁喺个王宫入边，佢都要对佢有好处。
And the only condition is that he has to pray for the king.
咁唯一嗰个嘅条件就系要佢要帮神祈祷。
So that actually tells us a lot about what Israel was doing.
啊，咁讲咗好多以斯拉嘅。
And he took many people with him.
佢带咗好多人。
In chapter 8, it talks about the people that returned with him.
在第八章嗰时讲到嗰啲犹太人系翻到去耶路撒冷嗰度。
Now halfway through the journey, he was worried.
系喺九百公里之间，佢行咗一半，450公里度咧，佢又开始。
Because he started to wonder the wisdom of his trip. Because he did not ask for an armed escort.
咁佢咧就因为佢冇军人同佢一齐同佢一齐带住咁多人同财宝翻。
Because he has told the king that the good hand of God will be upon him, God will protect him.
因为佢同王讲嘅时候就话神会保守佢，所以佢唔惊。
And he thought that, well, should I not have asked for the military escort?
咁行到半路中途嘅时候，佢就喺度即系怀疑自己，咦，其实我系咪应该要同王讲要有啲军队嚟到一齐行咧
？Because we would have been defenseless.
因为如果俾我哋俾人袭击嘅话，我哋就唔识得去点样去保护啲市民。
Because later on, even Nehemiah, when he went back to Jerusalem, had a military escort.
因为佢要需要有咁多嘅人同埋咁多嘅财物需要保护。
But he said that, wait a minute, I know the good hand of God is with me, so why should I ask for an escort?
咁因为佢就觉得神会保守佢，所以佢就唔需要有人同军队一齐带佢翻。
Forgive me, God, for I.Did not have enough faith.
咁佢就同神讲，认罪就话我同对神冇足够嘅信心。
And now comes chapter 9.
咁而家嚟到第九章。
It talks about what he did when he came back to Jerusalem.
啊，咁佢翻到嚟耶路撒冷之后，咁发生咩事？佢做咗咩嘢咧
？And the situation was not very good.
咁嗰个嘅情况并唔系太好。
Let's turn to Israel chapter 9.
记去以斯拉记第九章。
The reason why we talk about heart of worship.
我点解讲呢个嘅正确嗰个嘅崇拜咧
？Because the heart of worship cannot be taken away from a church.
因为用心灵去敬拜咧，系唔可以从一个嘅教会攞走。
And it has to come from the leaders of the church.
系首先系由个领袖开始。
If the leaders of the church do not have a true heart with God.
若果个领袖冇对神有个真心嘅话
，the entire church falls apart，
成个教会就会冧噶啦。
So even when they had the formalities of worship, God would not accept it。
因为咁样，如果你冇心去敬拜咧，神系唔会悦纳。
So Nehemiah knew that Nehemiah's time, the biggest problem was the wall of Jerusalem was not built。
在尼希米时代的时候最主要的问题就是那个城墙未曾起好。
But in Israel's time,
在以斯拉的时刻
it's the spiritual corruption of the people.
就是人那个的属灵那个的摧毁。
But you have to know that the wall of Jerusalem was not yet built at that time.
你需要知道在以斯拉记的时候那个城墙是未曾起的。
And the people were therefore under the mercy of a lot of the Gentiles.
咁其实嗰阵时候咧，佢系以色列民咧，系得到好多 外邦人的一个恩待。
So let's start with chapter 9 verse 1.
咁喺第以斯拉记第九章嗰度开始。
He said after these things have been done,
佢或者事做完了。
The leaders came to me and said, the people of Israel, including the priests and the Levites, had not kept themselves separate.
啊，首领嚟到我面前就话以色列同埋一啲嘅祭司，佢哋并冇啊啊同其他嘅外邦人分别为圣。
And it says that they were like those, very much like those of the Canaanites, Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, Ammonites, Moabites, Egyptians, and the Amorites.
他们的生活行为呢，其实跟其他的外邦人一模一样，没什么分别。
Because they've taken their daughters as wives.
因为他们为自己的儿子娶了外邦的子女为妻。
And they've mingled the holy race of the people around them.
以致到这个圣洁的族类跟国民混杂。
Now, not only that, the biggest issue is that the leaders and the officials have led the way in the unfaithfulness.
最严重的就是首领和官长竟然是这件事上面的首领。
Now, is that correct for Israel to hear reports from people?
咁其实系咪一个正常嘅情况？以斯拉系会听到啲人嚟报告俾佢听咧
？Some people say that there are just too many gossips.
咁有啲人就话可能喺度讲紧是非。
But I tell you what, some gossips are holy gossips.
咁但系我话俾你听，有阵时啲是非可能系呢个神圣嘅是非。
Because otherwise, how would he have not? How would he know?
咁其實因為如果唔係聽到呢事嘅時候，佢點知咧
？We can compare that to Joseph reporting the sins of his brothers.
我哋可以其實比較就係約瑟講佢弟兄嘅是非，同約瑟同佢爸爸講佢弟兄嘅是非一樣。
Now these are holy reports because his brothers were evil and sinful.
咁因為佢約瑟的弟兄他做了惡事，所以其實他這個並不是小報告，是大報告。
And also, why was the book of, why was the two epistles of Corinthians being written?
那其實為什麼哥林多書有兩本書寫成呢？
Why would Paul write these two epistles?
為什麼保羅要寫哥林多前後書呢？
It's because someone had reported the problems with the Corinthian church to Paul.
就是因为有些人去报告给保罗听哥林多教会里面发生的情况。
There's a girl called Chloe that I reported the issue to Paul.
一个女的 Chloe.
甲罗斯。The Chinese translation is not as good as the English one. Chloe is a good name. So it's a girl called Chloe that has reported all the sins of the Corinthian church to Paul, and from hence Paul wrote the two epistles.
啊，咁就係因為一個哥林多教會一個會眾啦嚇，向保羅講翻呢個哥林多教會裏邊發生嘅情況，所以保羅咧就寫咗哥林多前後書。
Now the biggest issue with the time of Israel was that the leaders were actually leading the nation into unfaithfulness.
咁以斯拉嘅第九章嗰个嘅主要嘅问题咧，就系竟然系啲首领同埋官长去领导一班嘅以色列民去做一啲嘅咗犯呢个罪。
What they did is that they intermarry their children with those of the heathens。
佢哋所做嘅咧，就系佢哋将佢娶啲外邦女子，帮佢嘅仔娶啲外邦女子。
Now that has been prohibited by the Bible。
呢样事情咧，就系圣经所禁止嘅。
And it talks about all these people, the Canaanites, Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites. All these people were wicked people.
點解咧？因為咧嗰陣時呢啲外族嘅人咧係一個嘅壞嘅人。
You know why so wicked?
點解講話佢哋咁壞咧
？Because all these heathen girls would bring their own idols into the Hebrew families.
點解話佢哋呢個異族點解咁差咧？就因為咧呢啲異族嘅女子咧，佢哋通常都會帶佢哋自己嗰個嘅敬拜嘅偶像一齊入到嗰個以色列家入邊。
And they would also tell the husbands to go to the heathen temples.
咁而與此同時咧，啲外族嘅女子咧都會叫佢哋嘅丈夫同佢一齊去偶像嘅去拜偶像。
Now, why are these temples so attractive to the Hebrew men?
咁點解呢啲偶像嘅廟咁吸引咧
？Because inside these temples are prostitutes.
因為呢啲偶像嘅廟入邊係有
A temple prostitutes.
有妓女係。
Yes, that's right. Exactly.
有妓女喺入邊。
And when they're doing worshiping in these heathen temples, they will also commit adultery with these prostitutes.
當佢哋入對呢個偶像嘅廟嗰邊敬拜嘅時候，佢哋亦都係同呢啲妓女去行淫。
And somehow the women, the wives would permit that.
但係好奇怪，嗰啲太太又俾啲丈夫咁做喎。
Because when the wives go to these temples, they would also be involved with the male prostitutes.
哦，咁其實因為呢啲太太入到去嗰廟當中，佢哋都會有啲男妓喺度。
So that's the reason why in the times of the Old Testament, heathen worship or idol worshiping was so attractive to the people.
所以點解喺舊約時代，點解呢個嘅敬拜偶像係點解咁吸引咧？
And they thought that because they had sexual union with these prostitutes, that goodness and mercy would come to the family.
嚇，佢哋以為咧係同呢班嘅妓女苟合嘅時候咧，佢嗰個嘅就會得到呢啲偶像嘅祝福。
That's the reason why the Lord would stop them from worshiping in these temples.
所以點解神唔喜歡佢哋喺呢啲廟入邊
嘅敬拜？ And the way to stop it is very simple. You do not marry those heathen girls.
咁其實一個好容易嘅做法就係你點樣可以阻止佢哋停止佢哋去呢啲廟度敬拜咧？就係唔好同嗰啲異族女子通婚。
And these heathen people would be so cruel that they would normally sacrifice their firstborn children to the gods.
嚇！呢啲嘅呢啲嘅偶像咧，佢哋其實咧，佢做法咧，其中一個做法咧，就係將佢哋會將佢自己嘅頭身嗰個會殺咗去奉獻俾佢哋嘅神。
One of Judah's kings called Manasseh sacrificed his firstborn children to please the gods.
其中一個以色列王瑪拿撒咧，佢亦都係有咁樣做法，就係將佢嘅頭身子殺咗去奉獻俾呢個嘅外邦嘅神。
And that these heathen practices has resulted in the Babylonian captivity.
啊，咁呢個嘅喺巴比倫嗰個嘅攻陷呢個以色列嗰陣時候咧，咁佢哋都有咁嘅做法。
The Babylonian captivity was God's response to these evil practices done by His people.
咁神咧就容許呢個嘅巴比倫滅咗以色列。咁其實呢個嘅容許呢個咁做，就係因為神希望呢個嘅做法能夠停止。
And now they're trying to do the same thing all over again.
啊，咁佢跟住而家佢哋回歸去以色列耶路撒冷嘅時候咧，佢哋再想重操故技。
See, the people may be worshiping in a temple day in day out.
啊，咁啲以色列民可能係喺神嘅聖殿裏邊崇拜敬拜。
But if their hearts are with the heathens,
但係佢哋個心係去咗一啲嘅偶像。
If they're also worshiping idols.
如果佢哋仍然都係拜緊偶像嘅話，
How can God accept their worship?
佢哋神係唔會悦納佢哋嗰個嘅敬拜。
So when Israel heard this,
當以斯拉聽到
，In verse 3, the Bible says that he tore his tunic and his coat, he pulled the hair from his head and beard, and he sat down appalled.
喺第三節以斯拉記第九章第三節嗰度話，佢一聽到呢件事之後就撕裂衣服同埋外袍，白
了頭髮胡鬚。Now all the people that reported the issue were with him.
啊，咁其他嗰啲人。報告呢事俾佢嘅時候，嗰啲人係一喺 在場嘅。
You know what's the difference between someone that give a bad report as to someone that does give gossiping？
啊，你知唔知有咩事係即係俾正式嘅報告同埋打小報告咩分別咧
？Whoever that is a gossiper，
有邊個講是非啊
？Would not stay around。
佢唔會，嗰啲唔會大聲講，唔會留。
They won't stay around。
佢唔會即係長留嘅。
After the gossip, they will disappear。
啊，咁佢講完是非之後就會走啦。
Because their objective is to start the rumor.
佢哋嘅目的就係喺度散佈謠言。
But a person that gives a holy report about sinfulness.
但係因為如果係俾一個嘅正確嘅報告嘅時候
，is not gossiping.
如果唔係一啲嘅是非
，because they will stay behind.
佢哋會留低。
They'll show themselves up.
咁佢哋會留低喺度一齊做見證。
And these people show themselves up with Israel.
佢哋喺一齊喺度同阿以斯拉做見證。
And they were all trembling together.
佢哋一齊好響震驚。
See for the Jew to tear off his tunic.
咁
and to pull off his hair.
俾對一啲以色列人嚟講咧，佢哋撕裂衣服同埋即係拎開佢哋嗰啲頭髮。
It shows that they are deeply, deeply mourning and in regret.
係表示佢哋係一個好深嘅懊悔。
It's normally a sign of mourning. sign of mourning.
Oh, it's not a very悲哀的, it's a very 悲哀的.
They sometimes they would do it in funerals.
They sometimes they would do it in.
Now, verse 4 says that then everyone trembled at the words of God of Israel gathered around me because of this unfaithfulness.
咁佢話呢度呢好多人都喺度一齊喺度震驚懼憂悶。
Now why is trembling so important in the Bible?
咁點解呢個震驚戰驚係咁重要呢喺聖經裡面?
Without trembling, there's no true revival.
咁因為如果冇呢個戰驚係唔會有真正嘅復興。
You may have a gorgeous building.
你或者一個好美麗嘅好宏偉嘅建築物。
You may have got nice statues inside your church, like the Roman Catholics.
可能好似一啲嘅天主教嘅教堂裏邊有好多嘅好美麗嘅雕像。
You may have beautiful stained glasses all over your church.
可能有好多好靚嘅玻璃窗喺個教會嗰度。
But how many people tremble in these places?
咁其實每一個當一個人戰驚嘅時候，係戰驚啲咩咧？
One person told me that the reason why she goes to church is that she wants to have a peace of mind.
有人曾經告訴我，她想回教會，因為在教會裏面她會有平安。
Well, I said, what do you mean?
那我就說你什麼意思呢?
What kind of a church can give you a peace of mind?
是什麼教會令你有平安的心呢?
She said, I would need to go to a large church with big steeples.
她說我會去一個很高大的建築物裡面。
A church with many stained glass.
很多很漂亮的玻璃,
and hopefully a church with not too many people going there.
同埋希望嗰個教會唔係咁多人去嘅。
Then when I sit there,
咁當我入到去嘅時候咧,
I would like to be alone by myself.
咁我都好想係自己坐，唔好人坐埋嚟。
That's where I can find peace.
咁我就係可以，咁喺當中我就揾到呢個平安。Now,
that is not the essence of worship.
咁並呢個平安定唔係真正敬拜。
For anyone that would get the benefits of a church, they have to tremble in the church.
咁其實每一個人，如果佢哋真正能夠得到神喺佢當中嘅得到敬拜嗰個真意嘅時候，佢哋喺當中係有戰驚。
See today, this place is now a place of worship.
譬如今日呢個地方係一個嘅敬拜讚美嘅地方。
This is not an opera house.
呢個唔係歌劇院。
This is not a restaurant.
这个不是餐厅。
This is not a place where people would like to laugh and crack their own jokes.
这个不是一个地方，人家来到倾偈讲笑。
This is not a place where people would like to sit by themselves and find a peace of mind.
这个不是一个地方，你希望来到自己一个人坐研究。
This is a place for people to tremble in the Word of God.
这个地方是来到这里，是你要有震惊、战惊。
This is the place where people should tremble at their own sinfulness. In the sight of a holy God.
呢個地方係你嚟到當中係你對自己個罪係會戰驚去驚神。
Trembling is at the heart of worship.
戰驚係一個崇拜嘅入邊嗰個嘅重點。
In Exodus chapter 19 verse 16.
Exodus. Okay. 喺出埃及記
chapter 19 verse 16.
第19章第16節。
The Israelites were trembling at the bottom of the mountain.
咁係以色列人喺個山底下係戰驚。
When Moses was given the Ten Commandments,
喺當摩西喺山上面領受戒嘅時候,
He went up to Mount Sinai.
佢喺西奈山上面。
And he was surrounded by lightning, by fires, and by tremendous sounds of trumpets.
佢係上山嘅時候咧，係有好多行雷閃電啊，
and there was smoke and fire.
又有煙又有霧又有雲。
And all the people actually saw what's happening in Mount Sinai.
咁啲以色列民喺西奈山底下見到曬所有嘅事情發生。
And they all trembling.
佢哋都好震驚。
Because Hebrews chapter 12 says that whoever that get close to the mountain would die, including animals.
因為喺希伯來。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 21.
希伯來書第十二章嗰度話，
It says that whoever that wants to go even near the temple, near the holy mountain, they would die.
嗰度話，邊一個人去到一個嚟到呢個聖山嘅時候，佢哋會死。
We have to be careful that once when we were in the presence of a holy God, we have to be fearful.
我哋要知道喺我哋嚟到神嘅當中嘅時候，我哋係要震驚。
If a person is not fearful of God,
如果呢個人唔戰驚恐懼，
there's no point why they should come here today.
你就唔需要嚟到呢度。
This is a small church.
呢個一個細嘅教會。
Now, if you go to a church with 2,000 people,
如果你去到一個教會係二千人，
係 you can sit down there, you can joke, you can laugh.
你可以坐低傾偈。
Nobody cares.
冇人可以，
Nobody cares about your unholiness.
冇人可以注意到、留意到你嗰個嘅
聖潔，
因為佢哋太忙碌喺度顧住緊另
一啲嘢。呢
個係少嘅一啲嘅會眾。
I felt so bad if in the end, you know, in the essence of worship, people would be laughing, giggling, saying their own private jokes.
我相信即係一個嘅敬拜當中嘅成片，喺啲人喺度傾偈講笑嘅時候，我就覺得佢哋究竟係咪真係？
This is the essence of ungodliness.
呢個就係證明佢哋嗰個嘅唔尊重神，一啲都唔神聖。
Whoever that worships God like that will be punished.
佢哋如果咁做嘅時候，佢哋就會得到懲罰。
See, the people around Israel they tremble.
喺同以斯拉一齊企嗰啲人喺度震驚恐
懼。They tremble because they saw unfaithfulness happening amongst the exiles.
佢哋震驚恐懼係因為知道神。知道神知道呢个嘅以色列人嘅罪。
What kind of a heart would God like to see in His people? What where's a true heart of worship?
咁其实神想要佢哋嗰个嘅敬拜嗰个心系点样嘅咧
？Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 66.
喺次去记到以赛亚书
，chapter 66 verse 2.
以赛亚书六十六章。
What would God like?It's a heart that is contriting. It's a heart that is fearful in front of Him.
66章.
It's a humble and contrite heart. Chapter 66, verse 2.
第六十六章第二字嗰度话，但我看所看顾的就是虚心痛悔因我话而战惊的人。
And someone who trembles at my word.
因我的话，因我话而战惊的人。
See, don't make excuses for coming here.
所以嚟到。神嘅殿当中，千祈唔好揾呢个藉口。
You're not coming here to do yourself a favor if you are not in the heart of worship.
如果你嚟到当中，你唔系有一个敬拜神嘅心嘅时候，你唔好喺度。
When Israel sat down, let's go back to Israel chapter 9, verse 3.
我哋揭翻去以斯拉记第九章第三节。
The Bible says he sat down and he was appalled.
佢话佢坐。
Chapter 9, verse 3.
Okay. 第三章第九章第三節嗰度話驚懼憂悶而坐。
See, the Chinese Bible has a much better translation.
中文
的 English Bible says he was appalled and nobody knows why. Nobody knows what that word means.
Yeah. 咁中文聖經翻譯得比較好，就話驚懼憂悶。
That is exactly what the original says.
中文聖經就
The word appalled means that they felt shocked.They were horrified and they were astonished.
就係話即驚懼，好憂悶。
See, whoever that reads the English Bible would have to know that the Chinese Bible is not a translation from the King James Version.
你知道中文嘅和合本就唔係由 King James Version 唔識中文，就唔係由 KJV 轉過嚟嘅。
No, see, the people that translate us the Chinese Bible actually.Translated from the original Hebrew.
Yeah, 和合本係由希伯來文嘅聖經出翻譯過嚟。
So you would see that in here, the Chinese Bible is actually a lot more accurate than the English Bible.
所以呢一節咧就係中文聖經嗰度咧就翻得好，即係用個詞語咧就比英文聖經更加合適。
When I read the English Bible, I have to find out what the word appall means.
咁如果我讀英文嘅時候，我要查字典，究竟 appall 係點解？
The original Hebrews would say that they are desolated, they are shocked, they are horrified, and they were astonished. But that's all in the Chinese Bible.
咁喺希伯來文嘅聖經裏邊咧，就直情一模一樣，就係用驚懼憂悶呢幾個字。
Now, what does the Bible say about the attitude of Israel?
咁聖經喺以斯拉記講以斯拉嘅反應係點咧
？And the Bible says that he sat down there and he was appalled until the evening sacrifice.
佢話佢坐憂悶而坐，直至到獻晚祭嘅時候。
Now, when's the evening sacrifice?
晚祭是几时咧
？It would be around 3 p.m.
差唔多系晏昼三点钟。
That was the same time when the sacrificial lamb was sacrificed.
咁啊，差就亦都系嗰个嘅羊 獻嗰個嘅獻羊嗰個時候。
And it was the same time when the Lord Jesus died on the cross.
亦都係耶穌基督喺十字架死嘅時候。
It was the same time that the veil of the temple was ripped open.
亦都係與此同時，亦都係聖殿入邊嗰個嘅帳。
It was ripped open by God's holy hands.
佢係係神嗰個手親自去搣開呢個嘅帳。
Which shows that the path to God is no longer obstructed.
嚇，咁裂聖殿嘅帳幕裂開係指神去到神嘅去到神面前嗰個路冇嘢可以阻擋到啦。
Now, if you were Israel, what would you have done?
如果你係以斯拉，你會做啲咩咧
？Now, I would imagine with the power I have.
我諗啊，如果因為我因為喺手上面有咁多權力
，with the money I have.
有咁多嘅錢
，I can do a lot of changes.
我可以即係好多嘅改變
，especially with such a crowd of faithful people around me.
咁尤其是我有一班嘅即係同我一齊憂傷驚悶嘅人。
I would maybe start with a big sermon myself.
我會開一個嘅同一個講座，開一個講
座。Maybe I'll start to preach outside the temple.
或者喺聖殿門口嗰度開始一個嘅講座。
Seeing how wicked they are doing the worship inside.
告訴他們在聖殿裡面的敬拜是多差。
Maybe I'll just send troops. I'll send my soldiers in to seek out all the leaders.
又或者我可以派一些軍隊去捉拿那些首領官長。
I would behead them.
我會殺了他們的頭。
And I would make a spectacle out of them. I would take out all the families.
我會將他那些和外族通婚的屋企。
I would parade them in the streets.
我會即係捉佢出嚟喺個街嗰度遊行。
And I'll just maybe I'll have the people stone every one of them.
又或者我會叫啲旁觀嗰啲人咧喺度即係向佢釘石。
All of these powers are given by Israel by the king.
咁以斯拉手上面嘅所有嘅權力咧都係由波斯王俾佢嘅。
Did he do it?
佢可唔可以做咁做咧
？Did he do any of these?
但係佢有冇咁做咧
？No.The Bible says that Israel sat in front of the temple, praying, agonizing, weeping until the evening sacrifice.
聖經話佢冇咁做，佢就係坐低喺度，戰驚憂悶咁，直至晚祭喺度祈禱，同神祈禱。
And the next thing he did is that he prayed for the people.
佢為呢個以色列民祈禱。
Now there are 8 points I would have to say about the prayer of Israel.
咁大概有八點，我可以講出以斯拉同神個祈禱禱文。
Number one is that he sat on the temple ground to do prayers。
咁第一就係佢坐喺嗰個嘅聖殿嗰個嘅喺聖殿嗰度祈禱。
You can do very effective prayers in your home。
你可以喺間屋裏邊祈禱，亦都係有用嘅。
You can even pray when you're driving, hopefully with your eyes open。
你可以一路揸車一路祈禱嚇，你打開眼揸車祈禱。
But a more effective prayer is that you come to our church。Prayer meeting to pray.
更加有效的祈禱就是你來到教會的祈禱會當中祈禱。
Israel started his prayer ministry outside on the temple grounds.
以斯拉他那個祈禱是在聖殿那個地方裡面祈禱。
Number two is, let us just look at what he said.
那第二我們看看他說
的。He says, Oh my God, I am too ashamed and disgraced to lift up my face to you.Because our sins are higher than our heads, and our guilt has reached to the heavens.
啊，咁喺佢一開始嘅祈禱嘅時候話：我的神啊，我抱愧蒙羞，不敢向我神仰面，因為我們的罪孽滅頂，我們的罪惡滔天。
See, number two is that he showed his grief openly in front of God.
啊，因為佢係向神面前，佢係披露咗佢嗰個嘅懊悔。
He would do mourning, just, you know, when he ripped off his tunic, there was just like someone who is in mourning for the loss of a loved one.
當他撕裂衣服和外婆的時候，就好像一個的，一些人，他好像，這個做法其實是等於，憂傷，是一個死人的憂傷，但他不單止這樣做，他還在神面前說。
Point number four is that he would show that he was ashamed.
第四
Point number four.
Okay, 第四點就係話佢。
Is that he shows that he was ashamed.
但係佢覺得蒙羞。
Now he did not say that you should be ashamed.
佢冇話你應該蒙羞，佢就話我抱愧蒙羞。
See, he said our sins have been so great it has reached up to the heavens.
佢話我哋嘅罪跌絕滅頂通天。
See, this is something which everyone has to know here.
佢哋呢個呢，我哋要即係注意嘅。
Because our Canadian society is getting mad, is getting more and more wicked.
啊，因為我哋加拿大嗰個嘅人嘅做法越嚟越。
Our Canadian society has become more and more ungodly.
我哋加拿大人嗰個做法好多時都越嚟越冇神喺當中。
And the same goes for any Western country.
啊，唔單止加拿大，同一啲嘅西方國家都係一樣。
Recently, the heads of states of England, France, and Germany and Holland, they all say that multiculturalism does not work in their countries.
啊，咁最近英國、法國、荷蘭同埋
法國、英國、德國。
咁佢哋咧都，佢哋個首領咧都話，多元文化對於佢哋嘅國家係唔 work 嘅，嚇唔得嘅。
They say that it's because what they call multiculturalism is that they let these ethnic groups do their own things, so they won't amalgamate with society.
佢話點解咧？就因為個多元文化，如果你俾佢哋自己每一個族類做翻自己嘅嘢嘅時候咧，嗰個嘅國家就會分裂。
And he says that these are breeding grounds for terrorism.
咁呢個分裂嘅時候咧，就係一個嘅恐怖分子嘅成為一個恐怖分子嘅發生點。
Now you know what the Muslims say in these four countries?
對於一個穆斯林佢哋對於呢四個國家有啲咩講法？
The Muslim people speak up right away.
啲穆斯林人佢哋咧就即刻。
They say, how can you expect our young people to be associated with your wicked white people?
佢就話，穆斯林就話，你點樣可以叫我哋一班嘅年青人同你啲嘅咁差嘅白人一齊成長咧？
All of your young people are in drugs.
你哋啲白人嘅小朋友，啲白人嘅年青人個個都吸毒。
All they think about is having fun.
佢哋嘅個嘅生活嘅目的就係嬉戲遊生。
This is quite true because in my Bible study in the university.
其實都幾真實嘅，就因為喺我大學所帶嘅查經班入邊。
I went there on Friday around 5:30.
我大概去到嗰度，大概星期五嘅五點半。
There are lots of people around the university.
Hi, 大學嗰個嘅範圍入邊好多人，好多後生人。
And out of the 10 people I see, 8 people are coloured. Out of 10 people, 8 people are coloured.
喺十個人當中有八個人咧都係第二個種族，即係
Four are Chinese and four are East Indians.
四個黃種人，四個東印度裔人。
The four, I mean.The white people look very intimidated in the university.
啊，啲白人咧，其實都好一個嘅。
To keep to themselves.
好。
So I can see in the university there's lots and lots of racial prejudice going on.
啊，咁其實喺大學入邊咧都有好多嘅種族歧視喺。
Because the young people has become a because white people has become a minority.
因為白人係變成咗一啲嘅少數民族。
With the ungodliness of the Western world.
喺因為白人當中喺呢個西方國家嗰個嘅遠離神嘅時候
，Of course, multiculturalism would divide the country.
咁而所以多元文化係會將個國家分裂。
We have to be very careful about this.
我哋要對呢個嘅
Because
一點要小心。
You see, the new Babylonian-born generation
嗰個嘅巴比倫新喺巴比倫出世嘅。嗰個嘅以色列，
They were so used to the evil and idol worshiping around them.
佢哋都習慣咗周圍嗰個嘅巴比倫人，佢哋嗰個嘅對於偶像嗰個嘅敬拜。
And so what really happens is that these people have now been amalgamated with the rest of the evil heathens.
啊，佢哋都已經熟習咗巴比倫人嗰個嘅異族敬拜。
So what does it mean by trembling in front of God?
咁其實點樣為之正？驚懼憂滿戰驚。
You have to know your shame.
你要知道你自己。
You have to know your disgrace.
你要抱愧蒙羞，你要知道自己嗰嘅錯。
And then you have to lift up your face to God.
你跟住你要向神仰面。
You have to realize your sins.
你要清楚明白你自己嘅罪。
Don't make any excuses about your sins.
千祈唔好揾藉口。
Don't use other people's ungodliness as your excuse.
唔好話呢個咁樣嗰個咁樣去賴人。
When you go to God yourself.
當你去面對神嘅時候，
If you cannot even worship God,
如果你唔能夠，你去到神嗰陣時候，你唔能夠敬拜神。
Without daydreaming, some people worship God, and in the meantime they're daydreaming, they're gossiping.
咁有啲人喺敬拜嘅時候，佢哋或者喺度發白夢、發白日夢啊，或者喺度講緊是非。
That is sacrilege. This is a contempt against God.
呢個係對神嘅一個嘅好唔尊敬。
How can God accept such worship?
神點會去悦納呢個呢種類嘅形容呢種類嘅敬拜咧
？Israel saw that.
以斯拉見到呢個情況。
That's why Israel says that our sins are higher than our heads.
以斯拉就話：我哋嘅罪孽滅頂。
See, when the priests were offering their evening sacrifice.
當嗰個嘅祭司係做緊嗰個嘅晚祭嘅時候。
That was the time when the priests also pray inside the temple.
咁亦都係與此同時咧，嗰個嘅祭司係喺個。在一个圣殿里面祈祷。
This is my fifth point.
这个是我第五点。
There are people that pray inside a church and they're also worshipping idols.
这个是第五点，就是有些人在一个圣殿里面敬拜，他们是与此同时是敬拜着一些偶像。
There are people that pray outside the church.
但与此同时，以斯拉在圣殿外敬拜。
Lamenting about these people that prayed as a hypocrite inside.
意思咧，与此同时喺圣殿出边一个祈祷，咁系证明到佢哋，表明到佢哋，一个对比就系佢哋喺圣殿入边嗰个嘅祈祷系几hypocrite。
Okay, now when Israel prayed, he called out to the name of God.
啊，当以斯拉祈祷嘅时候，佢讲我嘅神。
See, notice the kind of images he was using.
你留意下佢點樣講。
Now he says that verse. Let's read from verse 7 all the way.
第七節嗰度講。
He says from the days of our forefathers until now.
佢話從我們列祖直到今日。
Our guilt has been great.
我哋嘅罪惡甚重。
Because of our sins.
因為我嘅罪孽。
We and our kings and our priests.
我哋同埋君王祭司。都交俾。
Captivity to pillage and to humiliation.
都交俾外邦列王手中杀害掳掠灭绝敛尽蒙羞。
He reminded the people the results of their sinfulness.
佢提醒一啲嘅以色列民，佢哋就系点解我哋提醒一啲嘅以色列民佢哋嗰个罪。
Now notice the kind of images he used.
你留意下佢嗰个嘅用
词。Look at verse 8.
第八节。
And said, and now from a brief moment, the Lord has been gracious.
他說現在耶和華我們的神暫且施恩與我們。
In his prayer, Israel used five images.
在這個祈禱當中，以斯拉用了五個的現象。
He used five images to describe God's grace.
他用了五個現象來形容神的恩典。
What are that?
是哪一種？
First is that God was gracious to give them a remnant.
他們首先是神，他感恩神給他們有餘民。
That's verse 8.
第八節。
Now the Chinese Bible had a wonderful translation here.
第八節。
It says the people that has escaped. The English Bible say it's remnant.
咁 escape 係逃，中國人咪中文嗰度咧，佢哋話我哋能夠逃脱嘅人，英文就係話餘民。
Now what does it mean by having a remnant?
咁即係餘民，即係剩低落嚟嘅人。咁
The original Hebrew is very rich. It's got many meanings to it.
余民剩下落嚟嘅人系喺希伯来文里边系有好丰富嘅。
The first meaning is just a residue。
咁第一个嘅解释咧就系话净系剩低落嚟嘅人。
It is people that was left behind, running away from war. Somehow the war did not kill them。
剩低落嚟嘅人就系嗰啲人喺战乱剩低落嚟冇被杀害嘅人。
And Saint Paul in the book of Romans would say that the remnant would be in a Chinese word called 余数。
余数哦。
In the Chinese word, the Chinese Bible always has better translation on the word remnant than the English Bible.
喺咪保罗喺罗马书嗰度用到呢个余民嘅时候，佢咧就会系个余数剩低落嚟。
And it also talks about a piece of cloth.That you cut out.
咁亦都係同一個嘅用嚟形容咧，好似一塊布你剪咗落嚟剩低嗰啲。
See when a Hebrew man tear off his tunic, when he tear off his clothing.
嚇，當呢個以色列人佢哋嗰個嘅做法就係即係撕裂衣服嘅時候做法。
Normally when he has a great when he suffered a great loss.
通常咧就係佢哋嗰個嘅損失或者一啲嘅人嘅死去嘅時候。
What happens? His wife would use a pair of scissors to cut a small portion of that clothing.
咁樣咧，通常咧，如果嗰個嘅寡婦咧剩低之後咧，佢咧就會喺佢個布嗰度剪一剪低一幅布落嚟。
Yes, he would have a small piece behind.
佢會留低個丈夫嗰幅嗰件衫嘅一小橛嘅布。
While the rest of the clothing, because it was torn, would be thrown away.
啊，咁嘅其他件衫就會抌咗。
So that little piece of clothing is called a remnant.
咁嗰幅布嗰件衫嘅小小嘅幅布咧，就係remnant。
They would put it inside like the photo album. Well, they don't have photos at that time, but they would put it in a place where they would remember.
啊，佢哋會留翻去紀念佢哋死去嘅人。
They would even write a date to it.
佢哋或者甚至乎喺嗰幅布碎上面咧，就會寫低個日子去紀念
死人。And that's kept in a safe place.That's kept in a very good place.
嚇，咁佢哋呢幅嘅布碎咧，就會留低一個好寶貴嘅地方嗰度。
And you know when they would take it out, when they would take it out?
咁佢哋幾時拎翻出嚟睇
？They would only take it out when the situation has been changed.
哦，咁有陣時咧，佢哋會拎翻出嚟睇咧，就係當嗰個嘅情況改變咗。
Some situations can never change.
咁有啲時候情況係唔會改變嘅。
If you suffer the loss of a loved one, that can never change.
咁譬如有啲親人死去嘅時候，嗰個嘅情況唔會改變。
But the reason why you tear your tonic is because you lost a big business.
咁或者有啲人佢撕裂衣服嘅時候，因為佢生意失敗。
But if they somehow regain their fortunes,
咁但係如果佢哋又生意好翻嘅時候咧
，What they would do is that they would use the chance to celebrate.
咁佢哋會拎翻個福報税出嚟去慶祝。
My remnant can be burnt。
咁佢拎翻出嚟慶祝嘅時候，佢話：嗱，我剩翻呢幅報税咧，咁可以燒咗，因為我唔再喺個痛苦當中。
It's like very much now that we burn a mortgage after we pay the mortgage, we burn the paper。
哦，咁或者有啲人咧，而家咧有啲人佢哋供完層樓之後，佢哋會將個層樓嗰個
按揭
咧就會燒咗。
That is a Western tradition。
呢個係即係西人嘅做法。
See, the remnant is very important.
咁呢個嘅餘數餘民係好重要。
It's something which God has left behind.
呢啲咧就係即係神係留低喺度嘅。
And in Romans 9:27, it says only a small remnant will be saved.
喺羅馬書九章第27節嗰度話，只係一個少數嘅餘數係會留低。
And that's the reason why Israel will start with his five images, saying that the reason why God has not killed them is because God would like to save them as a remnant.
咁因為呢個第五點就係話佢留低佢哋係逃脱嘅人。
The second imagery he has，
第二個形象。
English says that is giving us a firm praise. Chapter 9, verse 8. It says that give us a firm praise. Now the Chinese Bible is magnificent in that. The Chinese Bible says the entire meaning.
咁喺中文聖經嗰度咧就安穩如釘子。
Because the firm praise means that there's actually a nail that's secured inside a wall.
Yeah. 咁佢英文聖經就一個穩定嘅地方。咁中文聖經就話安穩如釘子。其實呢個穩定嘅地方其實就係用一個釘釘實佢。
And thirdly, it says that God gives us light in our eyes.
咁跟住咧就係神光照佢哋嘅眼目。
Fourthly, it says God gave us relief in our bondage.
咁佢就話神俾佢呢個嘅受核制嗰個嘅復興。
Well, this is where the Chinese Bible is maybe not as effective as the English Bible, because the little relief means that God has given us resurrection from the dead. That's the original Hebrew meaning.
咁佢跟住嗰個嘅受責制之中嘅稍微復興咧，其實咧嘅意思咧就係話佢哋得到嗰個嘅復活啊，係啊。
See, the Chinese Bible says it is a revival. Yes, but it is a revival which results in the resurrection.
咁喺中文聖經嗰度話復興，咁其實呢個復興咧就係因為嗰個嘅復活嗰個嘅結果。
And let us just see what else does he say. Though we were slaves, our God had not deserted us in our bondage. He has shown us kindness in sight of the King of Persia.He has granted us new life through the rebuilt house of God and repaired the ruins. He has given us a wall of protection. Fifth is the wall of protection.
第五個咧就係佢有一個嘅好穩固嘅牆可以保護佢哋。
Now notice this imagery is very important to the people in Jerusalem.
喺以色列 在以色列耶路撒冷嗰度嚟讲咧，呢啲咁样嘅即系形象咧，对于呢个以色列民咧系好重要。
Because at that time the wall has not yet been built。
因为嗰阵时嗰个墙未曾起好。
And being an ancient society without a wall, which that means gangsters can come and rob you anytime。
对于一个古代嘅城市嚟讲咧，如果你个城墙未起好嘅时候咧，亦都话好多时会被到一啲嘅贼啊，一啲嘅敌人嘅攻击。
Now,Point number seven, I'm saying is that now let's go to verse 10.
喺第十節嗰話。
He said, "By now, our God, what can we say after this?"
咁第十節話：我們的神啊，既然如此，我們還有什麼話可說咧
？For we have disregarded the commandments that you have brought your servants, the prophets, when he said, "The land now we are entering is possessed, and the land is polluted by the corruption of his people."
因為就是你仆人眾先知所吩咐的說，你們要去得為業之地，是污穢之地，因列國之民的污穢和可憎的事。
Point number seven，
第七點。
It's very important. It says that he acknowledged that he did not know God's words enough。
第七點，佢承認自己唔係好清楚神嘅話。
Or even if he does, he did not obey them enough。
又或者甚至乎講佢明白嘅時候，佢都唔去遵從。
Now, for a man that knew about God's words。For a man like Israel that knows so much about the Bible,
对于以斯拉呢个人认识神嗰个嘅话语咁多嘅人
，and he would say that he did not know God's words enough.
佢话佢唔能够清楚明白得神嘅
话够多。That is the kind of prayer God would love to see. God would like to hear from people.
呢个嘅祈祷就系神希望听见嘅祈祷。
Turn to John 15 verse 7.
一个谦卑嘅祈祷喺。
Turn to Gospel of John chapter 15 verse 7.
喺约福音。
What does he say about God's words?It's very simple because if we are inside the Lord, if we are abiding in Him, and His words is abiding in us, then whatever we do, whatever we pray for, He will grant us our wish.
约福音十五章第七节嗰度话：你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。
Knowing God's words are so important in prayer.
清楚神的话语 是在祈祷里面是很重要。
And then, this just shows how good Israel is in knowing God's words. Even though he's very humble, he says he did not know good enough.
以斯拉很谦卑地说自己不是那么清楚神的话语，其实他也都是很清楚神的话语。
Let's just keep on reading. Therefore, do not give your daughters in marriage to your sons or take your daughters for your sons. Do not seek a treaty of friendship with them at any time, that you may be strong and eat the good things of the land, and leave it to your children as an everlasting inheritance.
以斯拉记第九章十二节嗰度话：所以不可将你们的女儿嫁他们的儿子，也不可为你们的儿子娶他们的儿女，永不可求他们的平安和他们的利益，这样你们就可以强盛。
He is actually reiterating many sections of the Old Testament.
佢其實係即係再喺將呢個舊約聖經嗰個嘅
He's actually quoting many passages from the Old Testament.
再重新再一次去再講。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 18.
去揭去利未記。
Verse 24 to verse 26.
利未記第
18.
第八十八章。
Verse 24 to verse 26.
十八章二十四至二十六节。
It's very simple. It says that you should not pollute yourself with any of these people that are drive out.
第十八利未记十八章第十廿四至廿六节嗰度话，你唔好将
you should not defile yourself or
你唔好将一切嘅玷污，你唔好将一啲事上玷污自己。
Now God would drive out these people in front of them, but The instructions through Moses is that they should not be defiled with these people. And also read Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse
1
to verse
6.
Deuteronomy
生命记第七章,
chapter 7, verse 1 to verse 6.
第七章第一節至到第六節。
Now, it once again tells about these people, about these seven nations.
在這裡就講到這七個的異族。
It tells about these people, they should all be driven out.
在生命記的時候，耶和華已經叫他們將這七個異族要趕出去。
Don't make treaties with them, don't you ever pity them.
唔好同佢哋有約，唔好連率佢哋。
It talks about you should not be united with them in any way through marriage.
亦都唔可以同佢哋結親，即係結婚。
See, Israel is actually restating so many things in the Old Testament.
啊，以斯拉喺個祈禱禱文入邊咧，只不過係再重申一次神喺佢喺啊對摩西嗰陣時講嗰個嘅教訓。
A good prayer reflects on God's words.
一個好嘅經，一個嘅好嘅禱文咧，就係啊反映翻神嗰個嘅教訓。
And the essence of true worship is through God's words.
一個嘅真正嘅敬拜咧，亦都係通過神嗰個嘅話語去做嘅敬拜。
And also let us also read Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19.
在以賽亞書第一章第十九節。
It talks about the many good things God has given us.
以賽亞書第一章第十九節。
We will listen to what he says.
那裡說神。
It talks about what God will give us. Then you will eat and you will rest in the land.
講到神會怎樣給你什麼來，就是你們若甘心聽從，必吃地上的美物。
Israel is reminding the people all these benefits God will give them if they were to just listen and be obedient.
以斯拉就喺度即系提醒翻啲以色列民，如果佢哋只需要去听从嘅话咧，佢哋就会得到好多嘅神嘅祝福。
Notice that is not only in the Old Testament; it's also in the New Testament as well. Let's quickly turn to 2 Corinthians.
唔單止舊約聖經，喺新約聖經亦都有提過。
Let's also turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 and verse 18.
《哥林多後書》第六章第十五節至第十
，We should not be yoked together
with the non-believers. 十四至十五節嗰度話咩？你們和不信的原不相配，不要同父一轭。義和不義有什麼相交呢？光明和黑暗有什麼相通呢？
Notice the Chinese Bible in here is another excellent translation. It says all these no's.
呢個和合本即係講到好多嘅。
In the Chinese Bible, let me say in Chinese, 不相配，不相，不同父一轭，不相交，不相通。All these things.
Yeah, 所有的
不相干。See, the Chinese Bible says, let us make sure that we do nothing with these people.
啊，咁即係中文聖經喺和合本呢度講得好好，就係我哋要即係make sure，我哋要即係清楚咁樣去同一啲嘅唔信。
Now the English Bible has got its own beauties too. It says that we have nothing in common, we have nothing to share, we have nothing in harmony, we have nothing in common.
不相配，不相通，
不相干。And the English Bible says we have nothing in agreement.
不相和。
So I think each language has got its own beauties.
中文圣经同英文圣经都。
And we have nothing in walking together. The English Bible says that.
咁我哋就中間有咩來往咧
？And also, Israel knows that he knows the gravity of the situation. He knows the results.
咁與此同時，以色列亦都知道嗰個嘅結果。
He says in Israel chapter 9, verse 13 says, "What has happened to us is a result of our evil deeds and our great guilt."
個結果就係佢哋嗰個嘅罪有咩嘅結果咧？佢哋就係。自己罪同大罪遭遇咗一切嘅事。
And yet, our God, you have punished us less than what we deserve.
咁但系咧，神就嘅刑罚咧就轻于我哋所个罪所当得嘅，又给我们留下这些人。
In Psalm 23, it says, "Surely goodness and mercy should follow us all the days of my life."
喺诗篇23篇嗰度话，他嘅恩惠慈爱永远随着我。
Now, what does it mean by goodness and mercy?
咁佢嘅恩惠慈爱系点解咧
？Goodness is God giving you something you don't deserve.
恩惠系神俾，恩惠系指神俾一啲嘅嘢你，你系唔值得嘅。
Mercy is God not giving you something you deserve. That's mercy.
是系恩惠。
同埋怜悯。
怜悯就系佢唔俾一啲嘅嘢你，系因为你唔值得。吓，恩惠系佢俾一啲嘅你，虽然你唔值得。
No. Mercy is not giving you something you deserve.
Okay.
你值得嘅處罰神俾你。
憐憫係神會俾你。
恩典就係你唔配得嘅神俾你。
恩典就係一個。
憐憫就係你配得嘅刑罰神唔加喺你身上。It's two different things. Okay. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life.
恩惠同慈愛誠實隨成日都隨住你。
See.Israel reminds the people that they are guilty.
以斯拉提醒啲人，佢哋係有罪嘅。
And when the people realize they're guilty, they notice that God's mercy is upon them.
当人知道自己的罪的时候，神的怜悯就去到他们当中。
Now the rest of chapter 10 says that the people confessed their sins, and they really did something about it.
那第十章那里说以色列民去认罪。
And next time I'll tell you what happened.
那下次我会说。
What happened when the people responded in actions?
那下次我们就讲到，在以斯拉他和神祈祷之后，以色列民他有什么的回应。
See, he started a big revival.
他开始了一个的复兴。
Now the reason why there's no revivals amongst us is that people would go and listen to God's words, but there's no changes in their lives. I feel sorry for Pastor John.
一个复兴就是他们听到但不去改变自己。
He's so hardworking in giving us God's words 7 days a week.
林牧师他很努力地一个礼拜七日都在跟我们讲神的话语。
He was so faithful in giving us his words. Of God's words.
他很忠心地
But how many people's lives were changed?
他很忠心地向我们讲神的话语，但我们有多少人当中是有改变呢？
Day in, day out, they listen to Pastor John.
每一天每一日都听牧师的讲道。
Does that make them a more gracious person? Does that make them a better person?
每一日都听神的话语，是不是就是一个好的人呢？
See, this is the problem with our churches nowadays.
这个就是我们教会，今天教会的一个的问
题。We believe that once we heard about God's words, that's enough.
我们信神，我们信神，信神的话语，但当中有多少个的有那个行动上面的回应呢？
No wonder that little boy Ryan told me last night that I see a big building with a cross and we don't know what's happening inside there.
那昨晚 Ryan 的小朋友就告诉我，教会就是一个很大的建筑物，很大的十字架，但里面的人做些什么不关我事。
See, salt without saltiness is just sand. It should be spread on the ground and should be trampled on.
那个盐就是要撒在地上面，等人不要跌倒。
But if salt is useless, if salt lost its saltiness, what would it do?
若果个盐失去咗咸味，咁仲要嗰啲盐嚟做咩咧？
Is the temple important?
一个教会，一座教。
How important is the temple in God's eyes?
一座教会建筑物，喺神嘅眼中有几重要咧？
Let's quickly turn to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 15.
我们揭去《使徒行传》第十。
Let's turn to this to conclude.
十五章。
How important the building is.
第十六、十七节，我们看看这个的建筑物有多重要。
Do you think we can worship better here, as compared to worshiping in a proper building?
我们究竟是不是在这里的敬拜和在一个正统的教会建筑物里面敬拜有什么的分别呢？
Do you think your spiritual life is better when youwhen you go and maybe worship in a big church with steeples and stained glasses.
如果是一个很宏伟很建大的教堂里面敬拜，是什么好一点的敬拜呢？
Let's look at what God says about the heart of a true worship.
我们看看在神的话语当中
看。After this, I will return and rebuild David's fallen tents. His ruins I will rebuild and I will restore it.
此后我要回来重新修造大卫倒塌的帐幕，在那破坏的重新修造建立起来。
And the remnant of men may seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles would bear my name, and they would do these things.
叫剩余的人，就是凡称为我名下的外邦人都寻求主。
Do you know what's the meaning of this?
是咩意思呢？
What God's trying to build here?
神是在这里想修造一些什么呢？
Or rather, what does he want to rebuild?
我们想见到他修造什么呢？
Does God want to rebuild the tabernacle in the wilderness?
那是不是神是想修造在个荒在个
This quotation is from the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 11.
这个是来自阿摩斯书
第九章
第十一节。
Chapter 9, verse 11. Of course, the second temple was not yet built.Because the first temple was still there.
因为第二个的圣殿是不会起，因为第一个圣殿仍然存在。
When Amos wrote it, wrote Amos chapter 9, the temple was not yet been burnt.
在亞摩斯書第九章的年代，所羅門所建的聖殿還未曾被燒毀。
But already spiritually it was just as wicked as the second temple.
但是他那個內裡面那個的屬靈，那些人在裡面那個屬靈的光景呢，其實都跟第二個聖殿一樣。
Chapter 9 verse 11.
第九章第十一節。
Amos chapter 9 verse 11. Yes. Okay.So what does God mean when he says he wants to rebuild the collapsed, the fallen tent of David?
咁喺亞摩斯書第九章第十一節嗰度話，我必建立大衛倒塌的帳幕。佢嗰個意思係指咩咧
？That is the heart of worship.
係指建立翻喺大衛倒大衛嘅帳幕入邊嗰個嘅心。
What's inside David's tent?
大衛嘅帳幕入邊有啲乜嘢
？Inside David's tent is the Ark of the Covenant.
大卫的帐幕入边系有呢个嘅约柜。
See, the Ark of the Covenant is carried by the Jews in the wilderness.
吓，咁喺旷野入边咧，系
It's just a big box.
系一个木嘅盒。
Laden with gold, of course.
咁入边出边咧就有啲金嘅喺上边。
Inside is the two stone tablets.
入边系呢个约柜入边系有两块嘅十诫嘅板。
It was a remake by Moses because the first one he smashed.
头嗰两块神俾佢嗰两块已经烂咗啦，咁呢两块嘅石嘅板咧就系摩西重新再做嘅。
Because there's a transgression of the golden calf that these stone tablets were a reproduction.
吓，咁呢两块石嘅板系因为佢哋嗰个拜金牛犊嘅时候咧就已经烂咗啦。呢两块系代替品。
It has got manna inside it, a manna that would not decay.
仲有一個瑪拿，就係瑪拿佢哋喺曠野裏邊食嘅食物。咁佢呢個瑪拿咧就冇壞到，就可以喺約櫃入邊。仲有亞倫嗰支杖，頂頭開咗花嘅杖。
And inside this, or rather outside this, are two cherubims or two angels.
呢個約櫃出邊就有兩個嘅天使。
They are the sculptures of two angels praying together with their wings apart.
有兩個嘅天使的雕像在那个对住面咁样喺度祈祷。
Between these two angels that were praying face to face with each other, there's a hollow.
咁两个天使对住大家嘅时候祈祷嘅时候咧，中间一个空嘅地方。
What's the essence for the empty place?
嗰个空嘅地方系咩意思
？That empty place is where the glory of God would rest, the Shekinah glory of God.
嗰个空嘅地方咧，就係神嘅施恩寶座喺當中嘅嗰個嘅。
It was a blue light. It was a blue frame. People see when God's presence was there, they see a blue frame.
喺當神喺佢哋同在嘅時候，佢哋會見到一啲嘅藍光、火光。
That is the Shekinah glory. That's the glory of God.
嗰個就係神嗰個嘅榮耀嘅光。
But notice the glory of God was hidden from the people.
咁但係你要清楚明白嗰陣時候咧，神嘅榮耀就係冇喺一班嘅以色列民當中。
Because in the time when they were journeying in the wilderness, they were separated inside the Holy of Holies.
因為喺個會幕當中嘅時候，嗰個嘅約櫃係擺咗喺至聖所入邊。
And only the high priest can see it.
只係一個嘅最高嗰個嘅
大祭司
先至可以入到
去個
至聖所入邊，只不過係入去一年一次。
But then later on, when they finished walking in the wilderness,
喺当佢哋完咗喺个旷野入边嘅时候
，the tabernacle is not rebuilt anymore.
佢哋再唔去起嗰个嘅会幕。
That ark of the covenant sat in Shiloh for a great many years.
咁喺嗰个嘅约柜咧就放咗喺示罗嗰度好耐。
Great many years until David.Well, they lost it to the Philistines. Until David took it back to Jerusalem.
直至到大卫系欢迎翻嗰个约柜翻去以色列。
And when David took the ark back to Jerusalem,
当大卫欢迎翻呢个约柜去耶路撒冷嘅时候
，he just pitched a tent. He pitched a very simple tent to put it there.
佢只不过起咗个好简单嘅帐幕去摆个约柜。
And you know what? God loves that tent.
但系神就好喜欢呢个约嘅帐幕。
God loves the tent.
神喜欢呢个约帐幕嘅原因系咩咧？
Because his glory can be seen by the people.
因为佢神嗰个嘅荣耀系每一个人都见到。
God says that I don't need to live in a fancy place.
神话我呢个约柜，我并唔需要住一个好华丽美丽嘅宫殿入边。
This tent that David made is good enough.
大卫起呢个嘅好普通嘅帐幕已经系足够。
But now it's falling into ruins.
但系呢个大卫嘅帐幕系
because of the wickedness of the leaders.
倒塌系因为呢班嘅以色列人嘅领袖佢哋嘅
because of spiritual wickedness, this tent that they were building is now falling quite apart.
令到呢个嘅帐幕再唔会再有神嘅荣耀。
See, that is the true essence of worship. It's the heart of the matter.
真正嘅敬拜就系人心里边嗰个敬拜。
You know how David brought the ark back to Jerusalem?
你记得大卫点样带嗰个嘅约柜翻翻耶路撒冷咧
？He assembled 30,000 armed men to escort the ark.
30,000，佢系有30,000嘅军队一齐去护送呢个约柜翻嚟。
The priests and the Levites they would carry it on their shoulders.
嗰个嘅祭司同一啲嘅利未人系会。
And they walk through a 20-kilometer journey.
搬嗰个约柜翻嚟。
Well, I mean, what does David do? All the people were with David.
And
David was dancing, laughing. He was leaping in front of them. He was playing a harp in front of them.
大卫系好雀跃咁一路打鼓一路跳舞咁样去欢迎神个约柜翻入。
Oh, he was so happy.
佢好开心。
Have you ever seen a head of state running?
你有冇见过一个国家嘅领袖喺度跑咧
？Have you ever seen our Prime Minister Harper running？
有冇见过阿哈珀总统喺度跑
？Whenever he goes to a public meeting, does he run？
当佢去一个嘅公众嘅即系会议嘅时候，佢会唔会跑
？Have you ever seen the Queen of England running？
有冇见过英女王跑步
？Because someone who is a royal background would never run. They would not run in front of the people. Put it that way.
吓，因为佢哋嘅一个嘅。他们的做法就是他们不需要在人面前跑
Because that would be undignified if they run.
因为如果他们跑的时候就会是很不尊重
The only people that run now is the president or the ex-president of Egypt. He's truly in running.
现在唯一一个人跑的就会是埃及的总统穆巴拉
Okay, so a head of state would not be pictured as someone who is running and dancing. That would be undignified.
一个国家的元首他不会说一路跳一路跑这样的是一个很不尊重的很不尊重一个场合
See, Saul's daughter Michal saw that in the city tower and she despised David
大卫的妻子他呢就见到大卫这样做的时候他就藐视大卫
And you know what David said?
大卫怎么说呢
David said, I don't find anything wrong with it
他说 我看不到有什么不对
Because God obviously loved it
他说看好很明显神是喜爱喜悦的
And all the people love it too.
那些以色列人也喜悦
All the slave girls, all my people, men and women, they love the way to see me dancing and leaping in front of God.
那很明显我的一班的以色列人他都很高兴看到我在神面前在约柜面前那个
的唱歌跳舞 And David was so happy that he even took off his tunic. He was maybe running in shorts, okay, laughing and dancing and playing the harp.
咁佢一路即系跳歌、唱歌、跳舞，一路弹住佢嗰个嘅竖琴。
Now for details, read 2 Samuel chapter 6. But let's not
go to that. 再睇一个嘅内容咧，就
Second 撒母耳记下。
啊，睇撒母耳记下。
For details, you can read it privately.
第六章你就可以睇到佢嗰个嘅，即系佢点样欢迎个约柜翻嚟。
I was saying that, look, you are so undignified as a king today. Shame on you.
咁佢就话你好唔尊重神，吓应该要羞愧。
Do you know what a head of state should act? How can you do me such dishonor? I feel so ashamed to be your wife, to be called your queen.
咁佢嗰个嘅大卫嗰个嘅妻子就觉得即系好侮辱佢啦。咁即系个大卫身为一个王，佢会咁做法。
You know what David said?
大卫点讲
？David said, "I would rather like to exchange dignity for deity."
他说我不会为了一个的尊重来到放弃神圣
I love to worship God this way
我是喜欢这样去敬拜神
Does God love it?
神是不是喜欢这种的敬拜呢神是 很享受这个敬拜
Dear brothers and sisters This is the other worship
这个是另外一种的敬拜
The foreign tent of David has to be reconstructed
这个的神大卫的帐幕是重新建造
Worshiping is where the heart is
这个敬拜是由个心开始。
If you don't have a heart for God,
如果你对神没有个心
，worshiping is useless.
这个的敬拜是没有用的。
My sister would go and worship in a Southside church. My sister in Edmonton.
我在 Edmonton 住嗰个嘅家姐细妹。
妹。
細妹咧，佢會去南邊嘅教會聚會。
She says she will dress her best when she goes to church.
佢話佢會著上佢最靚嗰件衫去。
I said, well, how do you dress when you go to work?
咁你翻工著咩衫啊
？Well, she said it didn't matter because as a doctor, as long as I put my lab gown and then nobody knows where I'm what I'm wearing inside.
其實我著咩衫冇所謂，因為我出邊會著住件袍，所以都冇人睇到我入邊著咩衫。
And she said people don't even care anyway.
因為我著咩衫，啲人冇。
But she said, when I go to church, I want to dress my best.
咁當我去到教會嘅時候，我希望著我最靚嗰件衫。
But then when I asked my sister, do you read the Bible?
咁我跟住問佢，你有冇讀聖經
？She says no.
佢話冇。
I just read it on the way to work. I said, well, how do you read it on the way to work?
我就話我
I listen to Channel 9:30 on the way to work.
佢話我淨係即係同聖經有 contact 嘅時間咧，就係朝頭早我揸車翻工咧，就扭去 AM 930嗰度聽嗰個福音台，咁啊聽聖經。
You know, I feel so happy because my car never breaks down.
我好開心，因為每次我揸車嘅時候，我聽930咧，就我架車咧就唔會壞。
And of course, I listen to God's words when I go to church.
當然啦，我翻教會嘅時候，我咪聽神嘅話咯。
But other than that, her life is actually practically that of a non-believer.
咁其實佢嘅生活同一個不信嘅一樣。
Dear brothers and sisters,
親愛弟兄姊妹
，God would rather like to see us lose our a mask of respectfulness to go to Him with our true hearts.
神係希望我哋脱去咗嗰個嘅面具嚇，充滿住一個嘅一啲嘅
面具。And a true heart of worship is a changed life.
神係希望我哋放低我哋面具，去我哋用我哋嗰個真心去敬拜佢。
True heart of worship is a heart of is a life of obedience.
真心嘅敬拜，心裏邊嘅敬拜就係亦都係順服嗰個嘅敬拜。
Let's close for a word of prayer. Wendy, why don't you lead us for a word of prayer to close?
Okay. 請一齊低頭祈禱。真係因主感謝主你，感謝主你，真係無論我哋每一個人都係一個咁差嘅罪人嘅時候，你都去救贖我哋，去赦免我哋嘅罪，你憐憫我哋，叫我哋真係能夠有機會嚟到你面前嗰個敬拜。都求神你悦納我哋敬拜，叫我哋嘅敬拜真係能夠喜悦你，叫我哋唔单止系个人喺度你敬拜，而我哋个心、我哋个灵都系喺度敬拜你。叫我哋嗰个嘅心真系去对准你，叫我哋嗰个嘅目的都系去赞美你，都系去回应神你对俾我哋嘅爱。喺星期日我哋除咗去敬拜之外，我哋都愿意摆咗我哋自己，我哋喺其余嘅日子当中，星期一至星期六都能够做到我哋有嗰個嘅敬拜嘅生活，一個敬虔嘅生活，係有祈禱嘅生活，係有讀經嘅生活，係有機會同人分享神話語，有機會同人分享福音嘅生活，都係叫呢個嘅我哋嗰個嘅星期一至到星期日至到星期六嗰個嘅敬拜生活，都能夠喜悅神你，都係能夠得到神你嗰個悦納，都叫我哋有嗰個嘅信心去繼續跟随主你自己，叫我哋都系有嗰个力量去继续咁跟随主你自己。祷告不配奉主耶稣基督的圣名字祈求， Amen。